The first phase would allow parents to petition the local school board for a traditional school to become a charter school, hence the term parent trigger. That would apply for schools already identified as low achieving by the State Board of Education. And according to the bill, the petition could include removing the principal and staff of the school. Then says Republican Representative and House Majority Whip Ed Lindsey,
after the signatures are verified and approved by the local school board, that they will have 90 days to actually submit a charter application.
The local school board would review the application and either approve it or deny it. Representative Lindsey says it's a law the state needs.
We have schools and school systems that are not achieving at the levels that they should be achieving in order to provide every child in the state with quality education. What we're doing here is giving parents a greater voice in their children's education.
But some educators, like Wayne Au, have major concerns with the petition.
There have been issues in California, for instance, of a lot of parents not fully understanding what it meant to sign the petitions, for one.
Au is an assistant professor in education at the University of Washington at Bothell. He's also an editor at Rethinking Schools. That's a nonprofit organization that publishes materials dealing with social justice within education.
The other thing that happens with a lot of trigger laws is that parents sign this petition, and then what they get is a charter management organization taking over their school, and then the parents are still locked out of the educational process of their kids.
Back to Representative Ed Lindsey.
Those things are valid questions that I would expect the local school board to take into account in whether or not to accept or disavow the petition.
The State House did approve some amendments to the bill. One would prohibit a local school board from hiring a charter school management organization already operating a low-performing school. Another would allow parents to vote by secret ballot on transforming from the traditional school to a charter. Rose Scott, WABE News.